in Madhura Rasa. They won't approve it. They try to force him to take medicine. That should be their nature. Nature of affinity must come to such a degree. We can't allow you to go on without medicine. That is possible only in the case of indifferent school, that is Mayavadi or renunciationist. They may take such attitude, but not the devotees.
Then we become flabbergasted, Maharaj, then what should we do? Like, we want to rectify that, we want to save the situation. But then again, if we try to do that, then immediately they'll brand us.
And we shall pray to the higher. We shall pray to the higher authority, and what inspiration we should get in our sincerity, sincere heart, we cannot but do that. Can't help. We can't give up our own conscience, that inner voice. We should fervently pray to him, please guide me properly. Wait until we get such inspiration. We do this. We may not be very indiscriminate and very rough and very adept in our doings. May not be very quick and a little slow. We may be. Hesitation may force us to be slow to take our step. As Ravan told, Shubhasya Shikram or Shubhasya Kaloharnam. If I think that this step will create some disturbance into the environment, I shall wait and see. And when I say that this is the auspicious result it will bring, then I may be quick in my action. Faith and bold. We must be always straight, sincere, sincere, straight, bold. Otherwise, the poisonous environment will swallow me up. In Ravi Thakur's Gyate, অন্যায় যে সহে
মম ঘৃণা যেন তার তৃণ সমদহে
টু গিভ ইন্টেলিজেন্স আই ডু রাইটলি বাই বাট আই গিভ ইন্টেলিজেন্স নট গিভ ইন্টেলিজেন্স বাই আই পেশেন্টলি পারবেয়ার what wrong is going around me without protesting, without taking any action according to my position and capacity. I may protest, but according to my capacity to save my own self, I must take some step around. Otherwise, I will be affected. So I have got some duty towards my environment and society. That is a part of my selfish interest. A Hare Krishna. It was too much delayed. বললি হয়ে যাবে, হচ্ছে আমারই কি হচ্ছে, আমি তো দেখছি আমার হচ্ছে না, কিন্তু কি করি, নেসেসিটিতে তদ্বাক বিসর্গ ওই বলে বলতে হচ্ছে অবৈধ বোধ তৈরি।
At
least conveying his purpose, meaning.
And he asked Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So Sridhar Maharaj said that just you speak and then only it will become correct, perfect. Then he said that, am I also speaking perfect?
Not correct English.
Maharaj, everyone appreciates your English in America. They feel that it's so eloquent and it's so rich. Your selection of words are so meticulous and so pure.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. Sovereign Bhu Bolichi. Yeah, Maharaj Guru Bhai. Highly educated. Maharaj Bangla lecture then Majamaji actor that English Bolan. That I want to clear.
I find difficulties to understand, to find out the real, the words, the meaning of the words that you use. At times.
Generally, selection of word, that is happy with me.
I'm honored to call it philosophical.
You have to look in the dictionary.
Some philosophical word.
Yes.
I am told that the nature of my delivery is like that of my Guru Maharaj. And I, whenever I deal with a particular thing, always new, not conventional, mere form of our God brothers, they say. And when I attend your lecture, I think that we listen to the lecture of our Guru Maharaj.
The other day, Maharaj, I was telling Dhira Krishna Maharaj, that sometimes a very good chess player, you don't know what move he is going to take. The same way, when you ask a question, we don't really know what kind of answer is going to come from you. And when the answer comes, we get totally amazed that we never even dreamt of that kind of answer. It is so new, so fresh.
Guru, this is a case. At his last time, he took me in such a central position and placed me there that standing from that position, I look around and I get a clear conception of what is what. Gaur Huryo. I can survey from that position what is where. Gaur Haribo, that is the secret of my speaking.
He has empowered you, Maharaj.
Might have been that also.
You yourself?
When he gave me initiation, he told in such a way, I was asked by one of my senior God brothers, what did he say during the time of your nation? He said such and such thing. Oh, you are very fortunate. That was the remark. Then when I got sannyas, Van Maharaj was present there, many others also. Van Maharaj remarked that Prabhupada has got a high satisfaction by giving you sannyas. So much satisfaction we did not find in any occasion of other sannyasins. He's highly satisfied conferring sannyas to you. That is one thing. That selection of words, that is something like intuition. when I am coming to Gaudiya Math, but not enlisted, only negotiating in that condition, they are thinking a suitable term. Prabhupada was there, other members also, senior English knowing members are there. The exhibition, religious exhibition, what should be the proper name? They are searching for. I am an outsider. Some say spiritual, some say religious, but Prabhupada does not accept. I told theistic, the word came from theistic exhibition, that was accepted. I am a stranger at that time. So selection, it is intuitive, is what selection was. And got in my nature from previous, the proper selection of all. Then also in Allahabad, once Prabhupada was delivering lectures, I was sitting by his side, the camera lecture. And then Prabhupada used the word least common multiple. For example, he quoted this word, least common multitude, that may be compared with this. And just the opposite, that may be compared with the other thing. And I prompted that greatest common measure, least common multitude, multiple, greatest common measure. My pronunciation measure, that was Bengali pronunciation, and Prabhupada's pronunciation was of English type, measure. Because what is what evolution and jigyasa goes. Least common multiple, greatest common measure. Oh, measure, measure. You are very clever. I am collecting your in this word from you.
স্বামী মহারাজ বলেছিলেন যে হচ্ছে বিলের থেকে ওরা সূর্যকে নিয়ে এসেছিলেন ইয়েতে
এশিয়া ইউরোপ ইজ ডেফিটেড বাই এশিয়া স্বামী মহারাজ আমার আর্গুমেন্ট বন মহারাজ পুট সো মেনি আর্গুমেন্ট দ্যাট দে ক্যানট বি আনসার আই লাইক টু হিয়ার বাট বাট কোশ্চেন্স ক্যানট বি আনসার দেন হি রিলাক্টেন্টলি হি ওয়েন্ট অন উইথ দি আর্গুমেন্ট উইথ had he had to face that, and I began to answer them. Then when Bhagavan Maharaj could not speak anything more, and Swami Maharaj was present in the round table compound. Bhagavan Maharaj himself, Bhagavan Maharaj, that Madhusudan Maharaj, Sulje, all around the table. Then Swami Maharaj told, here, Europe is defeated by Asia.
Europe was represented by Bon Maharaj.
And Surya was very attentively listening to the argument, discussion. Later on, Surya told, I was attracted more by the book of Nishikanta Sanyal professor than that of Bon Maharaj. And before that he appreciated my articles in Nadia Prakash or Guru Maharaj. And also that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's stotram, that was much appreciated by him. There is only Sanskrit production during the time of Prabhupada, and that was highly appreciated by him. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
শিল্প মঞ্জুরি পদ ওটা শুনেছেন
Maharaj, sometimes we've heard that in the Kali Yuga, that the Sankirtan movement will be prominent for 10,000 years.
Say that 10,000? Sometimes we hear that the Sankirtan movement will become prominent in Kali Yuga for 10,000 years.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It maybe might have been mentioned in Purana anywhere, but always depending on the sweet will of the Lord and in which kalpa, that is also to be discussed. We must ascertain. There are many things mentioned in the Purana, meaning a particular kalpa, the day of Brahma. That may not help true in other kalpa. Shet Varaha kalpa, Sam Varaha kalpa, there are so many kalpa, and one may hold true in a particular kalpa, not to be applied in another kalpa. So we must not be discouraged by that.
Prabhupada said, I remember that the Shakta Yuga will be established in Kali Yuga for 10,000 years.
After 10,000 years?
I mean in Kali Yuga, in the middle of Kali Yuga, the Shakta Yuga will come for 10,000 years.
Just as the Antardasa, within Dasa of Graha, Antardasa also. So Pratyantardasa also. So in the Kali, sometimes there is also up and down. In some portion of Kali, the less sin, that it may be considered Shakta Teta Dapar Kali in that way. Subdivision. Just as Shakta Teta Dapar Kali, so in each yuga, there is also subdivision. And then also within that subdivision, in that way things move. So it may be like that.
Maharaj, when I spoke to Bhavananda Maharaj yesterday.
Yeah, about?
Well, he was asking me what I'm going to do about going back to America.
Yeah.
So I told him in San Francisco I'll also work in speaking in universities, giving lecture, and he approved of this idea of being there. And then he told me that in terms of dealing with yourself, with your divine grace, that he wanted to be very careful so that devotees in our society would not offend you, that we should not create any situation where they become offensive towards you, because that would be very detrimental for their spiritual lives. So then, and he had one question that he also wanted you to clarify, was when Jaipataka Swami and Bhavananda Maharaj came here and they read you this paper that was prepared by the GBC. At one point, you said if they were to reject a man from being an acharya, that they may say that we do not recognize the mercy of our Guru Maharaj is within you. that we do not recognize the mercy of our Guru Maharaj within you.
Within me?
Yes. To a man who is a candidate for a charja.
I can't follow.
Someone may be nominated to be acharya, but he may be rejected by the acharya board. And you said that they may say to him, "We do not recognize the mercy of our Guru Maharaj within you."
They can't feed that the mercy that is the grace Guru Maharaj came to distribute to the world that is absent in me.
No.
They can't see the mercy of Guru Maharaj in me. What does it mean?
No. The acharya board, someone may come to be nominated to be acharya. So they have to accept or to reject. So there was a point of rejecting someone. And they say that you have said on this tape that the acharya board, they may say to this man, this candidate, the nominee, that we do not find the mercy of our Guru Maharaj within you. So we have not accepted you to be a part of the acharya board. So he, Bhavananda Maharaj, thought that this is too harsh or too, it might be too much arrogance for the acharyas to tell another man that.
You have got no mercy of Guru Maharaj within you.
Right. Yes.
এটা আরেকজন বেঙ্গলি নয়, এই মুশকিল হচ্ছে। মানে উনি বলছেন, ভগবানন্দ মহারাজ বলেছেন যে যদি কাউকে ক্যান্সেল করতে হয় বা কাউকে অ্যাকসেপ্ট না করতে হয়, তারপরে তাকে বলতে হবে যে আমরা তোমার মধ্যে স্বামী মহারাজের কোনো কৃপা দেখতে পাচ্ছি না, অতএব আপনার তোমাকে আচার্য বলে আমরা নিতে পাচ্ছি না বা রাখতে পাচ্ছি না। কিন্তু ভগবানন্দ মহারাজ বলছেন যে এটা তো আমাদের পক্ষে মনে করা এটা অত্যন্ত কষ্টকর এবং একটা কর্কশ ভাষা, এটা কি করে বলা যায়, এই ধরনের ইনি বলছেন। কিন্তু আমি কি বলেছি সেটা আমি ঠিক স্মরণ করতে পারছি না, সেটা যে ঠিক এইরকম কিনা। প্রিন্সিপালটা ঠিক আছে,
সেইটা
কথা। জওহরদাস ভগবানন্দ মহারাজ that when he is to cancel one continuing acharya from his post.
No. Not a continuing.
Or when a
candidate.
Yes.
Candidate.
Formerly the board was prepared to cancel too.
Yes.
That when they are to cancel anyone or to accept anyone, then their lookout will be whether he can trace Swami Maharaj's grace in them. They can, in sufficient quantity. Then they can take in, and where they do not find that grace, they should reject. That I told. That is the criterion.
Yes.
The criterion of making acharya or rejecting will be that whether Swami Maharaj's grace sufficient is found in him, that he will be able to do the work of acharya.
Right. So the key word is sufficient.
Sufficient.
You said grace sufficient.
Yes, sufficient.
Because that's all he wanted to clarify.
Sufficient to hold the position, honorable position of acharya. That sort of grace.
Right. Not that
the
if
minimum grace may be any disciple.
Right. Not that if a man is rejected that he has no grace.
Yes. That's sufficient deviation from the grace we received direct from Swami Maharaj. When he himself appointed acharya anybody as a Hamsa Dutam Jayatrita, then when they wanted to reject them, the board, they must be confident that Swami Maharaj has withdrawn from them the delegating power that conferred on them. Must be sure about that before they oust them from the board. And also when he will take anyone within the Acharya board, they must have to detect that Swami Maharaj's grace is there in sufficient quantity to help him to distribute to the others, keeping proper faith in his holy feet.
Right.
That is necessary. That's what I said.
Sometimes they have thought that our Guru Maharaj's grace is in this particular man, but for the society or the organization, we find certain things objectionable, so we'd like him to separate.
His external behavior.
Yes. The grace is
there. Grace is there.
Right.
But behavior is so
objectionable,
unmannerly, that she could not be kept as a cooperating member in the board.
Right.
Then what will be the decision? That is his question.
Sometimes.
Then I shall.
ইনি যেটা আপনাকে বলবেন, আপনি সেটি আবার মুখে একবার জিজ্ঞাসা করবেন যে তুমি তো আমাকে এই বলছো,
তারপরে
আপনি আনসারটা করবেন। এটা থেকে তা নাহলে অসুবিধা, আপনি বুঝতে পারছেন না, উনি একটা বলে দেবেন, আপনি একটা আনসার করে দেবেন, দিয়ে সেটা আবার সে বাকবন্দি হয়ে যাবে।
সো ইন দ্যাট কেস উনি বলছেন, যদি গ্রেসটা দেখা যায় কিন্তু তার পারিপার্শ্বিক ব্যবহারটা ঠিক কোঅপারেশন নয় মিশনের সঙ্গে, তাহলে কি করা?
Is it? Yes, that's correct.
The grace is there, the devotion is there in intense quantity, but his behavior is such that we cannot tolerate them, but it is that cannot, his behavior, his conduct cannot be harmonized in the board.
Yes.
That is. In that case, I think সেটা ধরুন আমি বলছি যে তাকে তাহলে সেপারেটলি কাজ করতে ছেড়ে দিতে হবে। এইভাবে সত্যি স্বামী মহারাজের বিচারধারাটা রেখেছে কিন্তু সোসাইটির সঙ্গে মানিয়ে চলতে পারছে না, তো সে ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্টলি করুন। হি শুড বি অ্যালাউড ইফ সাফিসিয়েন্ট গ্রেস অফ স্বামী মহারাজ অফ অ্যান আচার্য ইজ ফাউন্ড ইন হিম, বাট হিজ বিহেভিয়ার মে নট বি harmonized in a system, then he should be left to work on independently.
Yes.
Independently. You may go on with your help to the society independently.
Yes.
We cannot have your cooperation. There is much difficulty that you can't move with the body. You can go on independently with your service to Guru Maharaj.
Now,
that may be the solution, especially in the case where Guru Maharaj has given direct appointment.
Yes. Now, this is a important question. That, you know,
there should be some understanding that one party may not abuse another.
Yeah.
A spirit of toleration.
Right. Now, you know Satsarupa Das Goswami?
Satsarupa.
Now, his wife, his ex-wife, former wife, she was Prabhupada's first lady disciple. And around 1 year ago, she left the
faith.
Society. Not the faith, but the society. ISKCON.
Why?
Because she believed, she was known to be philosophically, she knows philosophy.
Yes.
So she objected to the acharyas as appointed acharyas of Prabhupada. Because, see, Prabhupada, he told us many times that his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, He never named anyone as Acharya. So she and many other devotees, they think that since Prabhupada's guru, he did not name anyone, how could he name someone? That is, and if this created so much of a disturbance in Gaudiya Math, why would our Guru Maharaj do the same thing, the opposite of what his Guru Maharaj did? In other words, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta did not name anyone as Acharya.
Clearly.
And Prabhupada told us, he said, he left word, who is Acharya, he will come out. Those were his words. He once said in a lecture, he said, our godbrother, Professor Sanyal, he was doing very nicely during our Guru Maharaj's time. But after his disappearance, his departure, he said, Professor Sanyal, he became a party man. A party man.
Party man.
Yeah. And he said, and he wanted to post one of his pet fellows onto the position of Acharya. And then he said, but my Guru Maharaj never designated anyone as Acharya. He said, who is Acharya, he will come out. So the point that these devotees feel very strongly about, they object to the concept that Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, appointed his disciples as Acharyas. They do not accept this. They think it is a contradiction. Ritvik they accept, but
so
not...
She says that Guru Maharaj did not make any Acharya definitely.
Yes.
But he used some as his helper Acharya.
Ritvik, yeah.
Ritvika.
Yes.
Ritvika. Now, the question after the departure of Guru Maharaj will come, whether the Guru Maharaj's line should be continued or not.
Yes.
Then if the unanimous verdict is that it must be continued, but then continued only informally or in a formal way, that is diksha, mantram, sannyas, all these things should be kept out, are all disorganized preaching of his name and other things. Then the question will be solved and know in a particular form in which he used to preach. Then the third question will come, then who will be the Acharya? One or many? Then if the answer comes, one Acharya cannot manage the whole thing, so we may have an Acharya board. That is to be a serious conclusion we have to take.
But see,
whether one or many.
But see, she believes that only a Mahabhagavata and Uttama Adhikari should act in that position.
That is, if it is available, it is well and good. Otherwise, the Madhyama Bhagavata, who cannot cannot stop his activity of preaching.
Yes.
By his intrinsic inspiration, his urge, he feels urge to propagate, then he cannot be checked, should not be checked. We have to detect whether that urge for preaching is for to acquire the fame or some position, that is also fame, or money or something else. If it is true that he wants to spread this Krishna consciousness, he should be recognized as an acharya. Recognition should be given, should be allotted to them who has got sincere enthusiasm to spread Krishna consciousness in the line of Swami Maharaj. A fair field should be. If Swami Maharaj's case is justified, Prabhupada did not give recognition to Swami Maharaj in a clear way that he will become acharya.
Right.
But why Swami Maharaj has taken that interest in himself? Because he had love sufficiently intense for Prabhupada. He could not check the urge of preaching, and he came in the battle, in the fourth plank, in a pushing way.
But they will say,
if that has got justification, then this acharya will feel urge within himself to go on with the work, work of Swami Maharaj ahead. They should not be checked. They are justified thereby. Their internal feeling, that is their justification. So they should be left free to go on with their sincere propaganda, their attempt, their enthusiasm. Only we should try to detect whether that energy, the source of energy, is something else than Guru Maharaj's, than Krishna consciousness.
What if there is a mixture?
A mixture, generally there may be mixture in Madhyama Adhikari, but the better portion, if the better portion is Krishna consciousness, then he may be allowed. And if there is urge, that would be his own certificate. Sincere urge for propagation of Krishna consciousness. That should be the, but the sincerity, that in a fair way that should be just. In other words, when one is engaged to spread Krishna consciousness in the name of Swami Maharaj, but he does not cross the limit of good and moral practices, may be allowed.
Yeah.
The sincerity first, and the second is formal practices of good behavior necessary for the acharya and the sampradaya. Flesh eating, meat eating, wine drinking, and also too much attraction to the ladies, all these things should be considered. The knowledge of the scripture may not be very rich everywhere, but the sincere following of the Swami Maharaj's dictation must be present there. That is, Krishna consciousness should be tested there. That should be the first consideration, then the fair dealing with others. The days has changed from that of Mahaprabhu. In consonance with the progress of the time, we may deal with the ladies for their help, but the unfair mixing must not be tolerated. Unfair mixing. While it's Krishna Katha between the acharya and the disciple, it may be lady or maybe boy or anyone, it may be the Krishna Katha between them. That is the protection. The dealings will be only about Krishna consciousness. Surrounding. Krishna consciousness surrounding. the dealings. So ladies may not be left excluded from getting the benefit of Krishna consciousness and the property. They will also have chance. But whether the lady acharya should be appointed or not, that may come in future. Whether the lady devotee for the facility to propagate amongst the ladies, whether such qualified lady acharya should be accepted or not, that may be a question of controversy.
But Jannava Devi
won't. But I think that for the sincere thinking person, wherever there is Krishna consciousness, there is purity. And wherever there is sincere urge for propagation, the sanction must be there. That should be the fair field. Here also previously Jannava Devi and others, Senvata Thakurani, they did that sort of function of the acharya.
Lata Thakurani came on.
Senvata Thakurani was Srinivasa Charya.
Whenever this...
Sri Hati Varenna ki Hemlata. Tapa Lata, Lata. Jannava's daughter was Lata Parivarakta, you know?
So there were some lady acharyas.
Where?
There were previously.
Yes.
Whenever this question would...
Very rare. Yeah. The number can be counted on fingers. Lady acharya.
Whenever this question
lady guru hum.
Would arise, our Guru Maharaj would... He would always quote the verse, Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyashi Shudra Kene Noi.
Jai
Krishna Tato Veta.
Jai Guru Hai.
So sometimes Maharaj also...
Wherever there is the knowledge that there is present, the Krishna consciousness is present, and wherever the Mahaprabhu consciousness, that is to preach, Krishna Bodhish, that is not mere Krishna consciousness, but that is Mahaprabhu consciousness. Krishna consciousness with Guru consciousness. Mahaprabhu consciousness. And Mahaprabhu, that says, whomever you will find, talk about Krishna, nothing else. You won't be lost. You have no fear to be lost. I am there. This wide command. But the everywhere, the taste is that we must, the must be, sincerity must be there. Sincerity. Not any imitation. Imitation is the greatest enemy to this. Imitation. Anya Vilas Karma Gyan. There may be so many things of temptation. And if we are prey to that, we are lost. Madhyamadhikari. So higher type of Madhyamadhikari, no apprehension. Because to preach means to go and mix with those that are not, that maybe they have a contamination of enjoyment and renunciation and all these things. Anyabhidash karma gyan. So he must be strong enough to fight with them. Anyone may be a general, but he must have the capacity, the merit to become a general. Napoleon came from the ordinary section, then Rommel. Hitler's general, he came from the very lower position, and he got much appreciation of his position, appreciated even by their enemies. Auchinleck, or Montegomery, who was the leader in that war, he kept Rommel's portrait in his camp. One asked me why he has kept, he used to keep the portrait of Rommel within his camp. I answered, the look at the face and to conjecture what policy he may take to draw from it. he kept it. That this man, in such case, what sort of diplomacy and policy he may accept in the, this war, to get inspiration from his portrait he used to keep. Kibanyasi, kiba sudra, kiba vipra, kibanyasi, sudra kan noy. Where there is matter is present, form may be sacrificed. If matter, material is sufficiently present, the form may be sacrificed.